The yo-yo of federal regulation is on the downswing, or the upswing, depending on your point of view. The Trump administration has repeatedly touted the pace of its rollback of regulations and promises more in 2018. Sean Moulton, the Open Government Program Manager at the Project on Government Oversight, POGO, has been watching this phenomenon closely. He joins me now with what it means for the agencies who do the regulating. And Sean, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
You know, there's deregulation and there's deregulation. I mean, Jimmy Carter signed the Air Fare Deregulation landmark bill back in 1978, and it revolutionized an entire industry that has never been the same. What we're talking about here, I guess, is more incremental.
Yeah. President Trump came in and issued some executive orders pretty quickly on deregulation, and agencies have been working at it in this first year, but more than anything, I think they've been working on what their plan is, what their agenda is for which regulations are the higher priority and where they're going to go with them.
Would you say that in observing agencies that do this, and I guess most of the agencies have some form of regulatory power, that the people in the agencies have a tendency toward just simply doing more regulation, not less, because that's their job, is to write regulations? Or is it a little bit more nuanced than that? There are people that say, you know, we probably could roll this all back, given the realities of the market that we cover.
So I think the reality is somewhere in the middle there. That for the most part, agencies, I think, do think about redoing regulations and changing them from time to time. Typically, some of the real deregulation, agencies have not done it because the interesting thing is, if you want to get rid of a regulation, you have to go through the whole regulatory process. You have to go through research, proposal, public comment, and then finalizing. Even if you're just crossing the entire regulation off the books, you're rescinding it. And so for some of these agencies, they make this decision that if the regulation is antiquated but not really having an effect anymore, it's on the books, but it's not. It's no longer really affecting companies, no one's really doing anything around it, then it's more effort to get rid of it than it's really worth.
In other words, if you wanted to re-regulate buggy whips, it would be easier to just let it lie.
Exactly. Now, there are regulations that I think a lot of people would look at and say, they're older regulations, we've got technology, you know, with the internet and different devices that can do real-time monitoring and electronic reporting. We could simplify the regulation, make it easier, less paperwork, make it something that is less intrusive and less burdensome to industry or the public. And those are things that sometimes the agencies, I think, do miss. Those are really good improvements that agencies sometimes don't take the time to go back to and say, you know, this is an important improvement.
How would you assess the alleged rollback of regulations that have occurred so far after the first year of the Trump administration? Often the president may exaggerate it a little bit, but that doesn't mean there's been nothing.
Oh, no, definitely not. It's probably been the most significant single year of deregulatory activity that we've seen. Typically, when you have a change in administration, there is a certain amount of regulatory rollback or regulatory changes that occur. But this has been far more significant. The Congress got involved. They have the power under the Congressional Review Act to pull back regulations that have only recently been finalized, and they used that for a large number. And again, the administration and many of the agencies used their ability to kind of freeze new regulations that some of them have been finalized but not implemented. Some of them were proposed but not finalized. Those are very easy for them to come in and sort of put a freeze on and delay the implementation and then change them. And that's really what we've seen in this first year. Not a removal of old regulations, but freezing the new ones and sort of systematically going through those.
We're speaking with Sean Moulton. He's the Open Government Project Manager at the Project on Government Oversight. And within an agency, how does this work as a process? Does it start with the incoming political chieftain who says, okay, here's what we're going to do? Or is it at the program manager level? I mean, say, I don't know, just making up one, maybe the most controversial is EPA, where there's just a very viral and living process of regulation. What do they do operationally to change their course?
So certainly leadership at any agency is going to be have a big effect on, you know, their agenda and their priorities and where they're going to put their efforts. But one of the things that the Trump administration did with one of their executive orders was to create a task force inside each agency, a regulatory review task force. And they went out and they asked the public and said, what do you think we should be changing? What regulations need to be modified, rescinded, and you know, changed in some way? And they, you know, put that out there where they allowed people to comment. And not surprisingly, the most substantive responses they got were for each agency were from the industries that were regulated by that agency. They were the ones who had right at the tip of their tongue all of the changes they would like to see.
It really does become a major matter for the career workforce to take this on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of these requests for information, they wound up soliciting tens of thousands of comments from industry, from the public, from academics. So it becomes a very big undertaking just to create that agenda. And then, as I said, for each regulation they want to tackle, especially the more the older, more entrenched regulations, it is a very big undertaking. It's not as simple as just striking a line through the regulation saying it's gone. You really have to do quite a lot of work, and so they need to pick their battles very carefully.
And regulations, in some sense, are like diseases. They have their constituencies that have developed over the years. And so often in the rulemaking process, in the commentary process in particular, there are these automated responses which can generate hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of similar responses. How can agencies best go about gauging what the reality of the thinking pro and con of the regulation change is and filter out the bot-created types of responses?
It is a challenge, a growing challenge with technology making it easier and easier to garner those kinds of generated comments. Certainly where we saw it most strikingly was around the net neutrality that got millions of comments submitted, and at least a fair number of them were bot-generated and created to some extent, you know, that didn't represent reality. And it is a real challenge, and the solution for agencies is a mixture of the new technology itself and, to some extent, the tried and true, you know, the staff weighing in and figuring this out. The good news is agencies really can use technology to do a better job of weeding out bot-created traffic, spam, duplicate challenges, duplicate comments, so that they, you know, they know that they got, say, 100,000 comments that said essentially the same thing, but that that, you know, you only need a person's eyes on one version of that comment, and to consider what it really says. But we can't get rid of this outreach to the public, because time and time again we've seen, especially in complicated rulemakings, that there are a lot of great ideas out there. I mean, we have experts at these agencies who study the regulations and what they're proposing for a long time, and try and do their best at figuring out, you know, the best path forward, considering all sides. But invariably, we see that when you open it up to a lot of other people, that there are improvements that could be made. People identify problems that weren't seen, or find better solutions to address concerns. And so the public comment process, as challenging as it's becoming for agencies, is still very useful.
And what are you expecting for 2018? Do you feel the process that is well rolling in 2017 is going to accelerate?
I'm not sure if it'll accelerate or not. That first year may represent the highest number of deregulatory actions that they take, because it was much easier to stop the newest regulations that the Obama administration had just put in place. Paint wasn't dry yet, and the Trump administration come in and change it much more easily. But what I think we're going to see is these agencies tackling older, bigger, more established regulations. And I think we'll see probably fewer deregulatory actions, but bigger ones. Per effort, I think we're going to see some very big changes.
Sean Moulton is Open Government Project Manager at the Project on Government Oversight. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. I'll be back anytime you want me.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.